welcome to Charity Chat. I'm your host, Samuel Davies. In this episode, we speak with Helen Gray, Trust Director at Benefact Trust, about the role that churches play in the charity sector. We talk about the part they play in developing a sense of community and what charities can do to both support and benefit from working with them to further their own work. This episode of Charity Chat has been brought to you by our platinum sponsor, Work for Good. Work for Good is a fundraising platform helping businesses raise funds for charities through their sales. The platform makes the legal agreement needed for businesses to fundraise from sales quick and simple, saving charities time and resource and enabling them to raise more unrestricted income. Pop to workforgood.co.uk to learn more and to book a free demo. So without further ado, here is Helen Gray speaking to us about churches and the charity sector. I'm delighted to be joined by Helen Gray, Trust Director at Benefact Trust. Helen, welcome to Charity Chat.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for doing it. I suppose our first question now, and we're asking this of all of our guests, what is your background and what has led you to become Trust Director at Benefact Trust?
So my job prior to joining Benefact Trust, I was the Foundation Director for Hertfordshire Community Foundation, which is a countywide grant-making charity. And that was my first role, really, I suppose, in senior leadership and working for a grant-making organisation. And prior to that, I worked for St Albans Cathedral. So I had sort of a cathedral background and a grant-making background. So when this job came along towards the end of last year, it just really spiked my interest because it combined my previous experience from Hertfordshire Community Foundation with the work I'd done at St Albans Cathedral. So it was just a really, you know, sometimes you see a job role and you think that's the job I would really like. And that I'm very lucky because that's how it was for me. So yes, now I'm at Benefact Trust since May.
And what started the interest in charitable work? Does that kind of go right back to kind of childhood and your values and your family and things like that?
Do you know, I think yes. I think probably in terms of values, your values are with you all your life. They may change and they may evolve. I have to say I did work in the city, so I can't pretend. I've always been in the charity sector, so I'm not quite that virtuous, but you know, it's great. I worked in the city for a long time. I worked in business development before moving over to the charity sector. And actually, the skills are transferable. But I think the thing for me now that I particularly like about working for charity is that you get up in the morning and you do feel you can make a positive contribution to the world. And actually, that's a really rewarding place to be. And I can't really imagine leaving that.
I suppose a lot of our guests similarly have that kind of background in charity, either benefiting from charities themselves or being involved in it. And I think it's interesting that, you know, I suppose we take a lot of our values from our parents. And certainly for me, my parents have both been involved in community activities for as long as I can remember. I think that's led me into charities. So it's similar for you, was it?
It is similar. I think my husband and I, when we first sort of got married and our very first place we lived in together, we wanted to do something in our community. So we actually volunteered for a really small local charity. It's called the Good Neighbour Scheme. And we literally just did odd jobs for people. We weren't particularly skilled or trained to do them. But I think that probably just got me thinking a little bit more widely about what community means. And and actually, it's so rewarding volunteering. It's not an entirely selfless thing to do, is it? Because I think you get quite a buzz from it. We met some amazing people. And I look back at that time very fondly. I have to admit, when our first son came along, we carried on for some time, but then it became a bit unsustainable. So we moved into different sorts of volunteering. But brilliant experience. I'd definitely encourage anyone to look into volunteering if it's something they haven't done before.
We're talking today about the role that churches play in the charity sector. Could you give us an idea of the types of work that churches do to support civil society?
Yes, I mean, I think the work churches do is incredibly broad-reaching. And I think for those people listening who perhaps aren't involved in faith groups or their local church, they might be a bit surprised at just the breadth of the work they're doing. And you know, from food banks, youth groups. Some churches support people with drug and alcohol addiction. They offer after-school care, mental health support. Certainly where I live, I know local churches all come together in the winter months and provide sort of a rota of shelter accommodation. Some of them open up their kitchens and provide community meals. And some of them are supporting vulnerable families. And I think it's quite interesting. People who perhaps don't usually go to church, they may well turn to their church in their hour of need, and they may not be able to articulate why that is, but it does mean that churches are at the heart of their community, and they're often meeting people perhaps at their most vulnerable, and that's, I think that's one of the amazing roles that churches play. And of course there is this amazing infrastructure of churches across the UK, so they do tend to be in the heart of every community. So you know, I think churches play an incredibly important role, and it was really well demonstrated during the pandemic. I mean, I'd say that's true of all community groups, but churches in particular really stepped up, and they started food banks, things they hadn't done before, because they saw the local need and they responded. And there's a really good report that was done by the National Churches Trust. It was published in 2021. It's called The House of Good, and they put a value against the social and economic value of church buildings in the UK, and they estimated it to be around £55 billion,
wow,
which sounds extraordinary. But if you look at the report, actually begin to understand that that may be quite a conservative estimate. It's a fascinating report, and it really highlights the immense value churches and those organisations deliver.
And so the use of churches goes far beyond going to church services on a Sunday, from the sounds of it. And are they're fairly open to people that are both Christian and non-Christian?
I would say yes. From my experience, churches welcome people of all faiths and none. Sadly, some parish churches are not able to open their doors 24 hours a day simply due to staffing.
Yeah.
But actually, the majority are open, and they are there for the community, and they want to welcome people.
Mm.
And they offer so much more than the opportunity to engage in faith. It is all those other services. They can also signpost people. So if someone comes in and, you know, they're facing financial hardship, while the church itself may not be able to directly support them, they can signpost them, because, again, they're well connected in their local communities. So, yes, the value of a church goes far beyond religion and worship.
And I suppose that the church itself and the clergy and the people involved, that's one element of it. But I suppose as a building, as a focal point for the community, there's also that benefit that local people can get together, I suppose, in churches. I know that I used to take my son, for example, to a kind of nursery club.
Yes,
in, you know,
no,
where
I
it's
did
just a
similar
chance to have
thing.
A coffee, really, and
yeah,
you know, the children would be playing around in the church.
Yeah,
but you know, that worked well, and people got to know each other a little bit in our local village, which was lovely.
Yeah, no, they are community spaces, aren't they? And you're right. I used to take my children to all sorts of activities in their church buildings, and they're convening spaces. And as you've just said, it gives you a chance to meet people. So it's so much more than a physical building. It's an opportunity to build networks, build stronger communities. And particularly, I think, for the elderly, I know many of the local churches I know will run lunches for older people. And it's tackling loneliness and isolation. And again, the value in supporting people. So it puts less pressure probably on GPs and public health, because people have a sense of value, and they're connected. And I think, you know, there are so many important attributes to being in that position.
How are churches interacting with non-religious charities, and what examples of success have we seen?
So Benefact Trust does primarily support Christian-based charities and places of worship. However, we are working with a number of charities whose work goes beyond that. And just a couple of examples that spring to mind. One of them is the Warm Welcome Spaces, which you may have heard of. And this is a campaign, and it sort of really started off last summer. And it was headed up by an individual from the Good Faith Partnership who recognised that the cost of living crisis was about, it was just looming, and the winter could potentially be really extreme for some people. So it's a campaign to turn poverty and isolation into warmth and welcome through the use of local spaces. So what they've done is they've got churches, other community buildings all to come on board and to open their doors during the winter months. So very simply, people who cannot afford to heat their homes and are probably also in food poverty have a safe place to go and to engage. It's tackling loneliness and isolation. And it just, the idea is that they don't want anyone to be left behind in the winter months, really struggling at home. And it's reached thousands and thousands of people. And when you think that 14.4 million people are estimated to be living in poverty, with 7 million people experience chronic loneliness, it just shows the power of reaching out and working with local communities. And that, as I say, that goes beyond churches, although churches are playing a key role in that. Another charity we work with is Safe Families. They're based in Newcastle upon Tyne, and they actually work with over 35 local authorities in the UK, and they provide support to families in crisis. And they provide a sense of belonging and support well-being. And again, while they're working largely with churches, that's not exclusively who they work with. So referrals are coming through the local authority. And that's a partnership that works extremely well. And of course, churches do raise money for a broad range of charities, not just religious charities. And I think I see that particularly locally when there's a natural disaster or some crisis, and people just want to support whichever organisation is best placed to support communities on the ground. So I'm sure probably there are quite a lot of churches fundraising at the moment for the Morocco earthquake and the floods in Libya. And I don't think people have a view as to whether or not that's a faith-based charity. They just want to help in the best way they possibly can. So those are just a few examples, and there are plenty, plenty more.
And what questions should charities be asking themselves before looking for ways of working with their local churches to support their communities?
Yes, this question really got me thinking, actually. No one's asked this one before. I suppose just stepping back, I would probably look at the church and just, has it got a track record of working with other charities? Does the church have the reach in the communities that you are looking to work in? So, for example, does it have a thriving youth congregation if your work is with young people? Is it predominantly the elderly if your work's with the elderly? I mean, that's probably a good place to start. But just, are your values aligned with the values of your church? I suspect they almost certainly will be, just by the very nature of the work you're doing. But I just would say reach out to your church, have a conversation with them, give them a chance to respond. And there are so many examples where churches are working in partnership with local charities for the benefit of their community. So I think just knock on an open door and have the conversation.
Helen Gray, thank you for contributing to Charity Chats.
Thank you so much.
Big thank you to Helen Gray for sharing her insights and expertise with us here on Charity Chats. Whether you follow a particular religion or not, churches in the UK have a physical presence in all of our communities. The spaces, as well as the existing community that may come with it, might offer your charity an opportunity to deepen your relationship with those around you, be that beneficiaries or possibly even funders too. Churches and other charitable organisations can work together to deliver for people in dire need of support, whether that's food banks, those seeking to avoid isolation, or helping those in their communities with mental health and well-being. The power of reaching out and working with local communities is crucial to delivering for many charities' objectives. In the same way that charities should be looking for donors and funders with shared values and interests as their own, this should be a consideration when looking for project partners too. Charities should consider what type of church is most suitable to be approached depending on their need and how aligned their objectives are. Calling and speaking to your local church is a good place to start. So thank you, dear listener, for getting this far with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode and continue to enjoy the podcast. We'd love to hear either way. Please do like and subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode, plus share with any colleagues or friends who may be interested. It's just left for me to thank our corporate sponsors. This episode of Charity Chat has been brought to you by our platinum sponsor, Work for Good. Work for Good is a fundraising platform helping businesses raise funds for charities through their sales. The platform makes the legal agreement needed for businesses to fundraise from sales quick and simple, saving charities time and resource and enabling them to raise more unrestricted income. Pop to workforgood.co.uk to learn more and to book a free demo. Also like to thank Giant Squid Audio Lab for sponsoring our podcast kit, Magda Anksmit for our beautiful website, check it out at charitychat.org.uk, and of course Forest of Fools for playing throughout the show and for playing us out right now. That's it from me. Keep on doing what you can. Speak to you soon. Cheerio. Bye-bye.